District 4 manager, ADC number for us for the record.
AA, Garcia, 167319.
Okay, so you're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting the hearing this afternoon. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones, next to him is the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson, I'm going to be acting as your hand lead. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir.
Okay.
Again, if you see him on the screen. Mr. Garcia, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
All right, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing's going to be conducted in two phases. In Phase 1, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In Phase 2, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at Phase 1. So you have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right. So the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 27, 2016, per the task DCMS lab report dated August 2nd, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about July 24th, 2016, per the task individual tested compliance summary dated August 12th, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
All right. So in your third and your final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to establish residency at your approved placement 2117 South 114th Lane in Avondale, Arizona, on or about July 27, 2016. Says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right then, Mr. Garcia, based on the admission of Mr. Garcia, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed, Ms. Quinones, Mr. Neal. Okay, sir, we're going into Phase 2 of your hearing. During Phase 2, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community service, as I previously stated. We're going to start out Phase 2, we'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go to some information with you, Mr. Garcia, from the warrant, and give you an opportunity to present any relevant information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Sure.
All right. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Garcia was released from ADC custody on 7/11/2016 and arrested on 1/23/2019 by the Arizona Department of Public Safety. No new charges were noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 1/23/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5/9/2019 with 910 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2001, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2002, aggravated DUI, 3 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Barrio Talas and Chicanos. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS release, completed 9 months. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 1986, assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G2, V3.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner. All right, sir. So, Mr. Garcia, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with Robert and Tanel Garcia at 2117 South 114th Lane, Avondale. You failed to establish residence as an approved placement, and you didn't have any other place, approved placement to go to. So why didn't you establish placement there?
Well, what happened was when I got released from Tucson, Bristol Complex, I was picked up by Pima County, so I wasn't released immediately. I was picked up by Pima County to go to Maricopa County for a warrant that was held out as a Maricopa Justice Court, with the judge there. And so by the time I got released from there, I didn't have a form of contact for my son because it was in my paperwork at the time that was left at Tucson Complex. Because I didn't pull nothing out. I wasn't thinking at the time when I did that whole move for me to Pima, and all my stuff was in my property box, which was left at Tucson. So in other words, when I got out, the only number I knew was an ex-female friend of mine, so I called her up. And one thing led to another, I ended up staying there with her, and that's what started my upstanding from this parole.
So you were gone for 910 days, so what were you doing during all that time?
I stayed with her for about 2 months, and I ended up calling it off, and I went to stay with my son, which his name is Eddie Garcia Jr. He lives in Tarleton at 12225 West King, and I've been staying with him for the last year and a half, going on a little over a year and a half now, working steadily and just going home and going to work.
Where'd you work at, sir?
Arizona Wholesale.
Arizona Wholesale, what is that?
It's a stucco supply company for all stucco companies in the West Phoenix area. I do shipping and receiving there for them.
Okay, so. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I also work for a couple of temporary agencies, Integrity and Omen.
So it says that you had two UAs, so one on July 25th of 16 and July 27th. You didn't provide a UA on the 26th, and on the 27th you were positive for methamphetamine. So what did you do? You just relapse after you got out and continued to do drugs, or what happened, sir?
No, I relapsed when I got out, when I went with my ex, which was the female I was telling you about. But after being there a couple of months, I went to work with my son, I got cleaned up, and just started working, and I've been clean ever since.
How long have you been clean? You said ever since?
I said, about a year and a half, since I've been living with my son.
Okay. So, how did you come in contact with DPS, sir?
I got home from work, and I rode my bike down to Circle K, which is right around the corner from his house, to pick up a soda because my son doesn't drink soda at his house, and we were sitting down to have dinner, so I went to grab me a soda, come back so I could have it with my dinner, and in the meantime, the DPS, it's a DPS gang squad, has pulled me over instead I was riding my bike on the wrong side of the street.
Mm-hmm. All right, they ran a check on you and you come back with the warrant?
Yes, exactly.
So why do you maintain contact with your PO, sir?
I had already messed up by the UA. I didn't want to come right back into prison again, and just basically made a mistake. That's all. You know, that's what I can really say. I had never done that before, and I didn't really want to come back to prison again immediately. And one thing after another, I just ended up getting longer and longer. So I figured they would issue a warrant, pick me up from the house, but that never happened, so I just continued to work. And
well, they didn't have your son's address, did they? They had
Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Roberts' address. But then, just after this happened, my son moved to Buckeye, too, so it was hard for them to find him there. Hmm. I just didn't know what to do, so I just trying to clean myself up. I went with my son to clean up and just said, well, you know, when the time comes, I'll go back and do what I gotta do to finish to clean this up. But I wasn't out there drugging around, trying to hire anything. I stood working steadily, you know, got me a good position working with Arizona Wholesale. Basically just trying to change my life around.
All right. So let me see if the board has any questions for you. So any questions coming from the board, Mr. Garcia? We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
Just basically that I would like to have the opportunity to get back out there and resume work with the company I'm working for. I don't know how much longer they're going to hold the job for me. Also that I have changed my life around, and I apologize for the mistake I made, but if I could by any ways make amends for that by being put back on parole, I would really appreciate it. I made a mistake, and in my past record show, I've completed every probation parole I've been put on before. This is my first time, and I just like another opportunity.
Okay. All right, so the board's going to go into discussion, Mr. Garcia. If I were in discussion, so I'm going to need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place, and I'll get back with you after the board makes a decision, okay?
Okay.
All right, this is Mr. Garcia. After we've had a chance to review and speak with Mr. Garcia, he said he was working with his family, trying to get himself together. He stopped doing drugs about a year ago. He says that once he knew that he was AWOL or that they could provoke him, he says he was just afraid to call the police. It feels like he does sound as though he's getting a job, he's getting himself together and doing some things. He's done, have a career in wholesale of stucco and also supplies that he can actually provide people with the actual things that they need. However, he was absconding for 910 days. I just can't overlook that 910 days as him being an absconder and not making any attempt or efforts to contact his PO. So I don't see, because of that, I don't see Mr. Garcia suitable for community service to be released. Okay? I'm listening to the colleagues. And hearing no comment coming from the colleagues, and I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Garcia. Find that he was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did relapse and start to use drugs at one period of time. And he was absconded for 910 days, and we have no idea of exactly what he was doing during that period of time.
A second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse, Green, Mr. Gonzalez, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Garcia?
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your parole. You will be released on May 9th of 2019, which is about 3 months away. At the time that you're released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be free to move about. Hopefully you can get your job back and stay with your son and be a productive citizen and not ever have to have any negative contact with law enforcement again, sir. Mr. Garcia, thank you for participating in your hearing. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Could you put the CO3 on the line?
Yes, sir.